This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I recently posted a picture of my clover-filled lawn with the hashtag #SorryNotSorry. What amazed me is the reaction. People loved it. Granted, they're not my neighbors, but people understand that having pollinator-friendly landscapes is a benefit to all of us. There's also trying to be respectful to those you live around. That means my clover-filled lawn is kept mowed at a certain height. I or my husband mow the lawn to about 3 inches during the summer. This allows for the clover to flower, bringing in the bees, and yet it's kept low to look neat. One question I was asked is if the flowers come back after mowing. The answer? Yes, over and over. I'm not one to use chemicals if I really don't have to. My exception this year has been my ant issue that I told you about last week. But I love not using chemicals. Do I have a perfect green grass lawn? Nope. Sorry, not sorry. The other thing is, I have dandelions. I admit, I don't like the way they look after they've flowered, but to be honest, I do like the yellow flowers. Someone also asked me if I had planted a certain type of clover. No, I didn't plant it at all. It's naturally, repeat naturally, in my lawn. That can happen with no chemicals. There's white and a few areas of pink clover too. Intrigued by that question, I did a little research. Dutch white clover, Trifolium repens, because it's relatively low-growing, tolerates close mowing, and outcompetes other foreign weeds, is perfect. And get this, clover, like all legumes, takes nitrogen from the air through a chemical reaction, deposits it in the ground as an absorbable fertilizer. In lawns, it provides a constant trickle of fertilizer to itself and surrounding grasses. Clover is also drought tolerant. I have lots more information, photos of my lawn, and links on my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.